Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
10:05 on the clock. It is Friday, the 18th day of December. And as the year comes to a close, we ask, which REITs have performed the best? And what are some REITs that the experts have their eye on for 2021? Kenny Lowe is my REIT specialist, and he is also an independent financial advisor. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
How are you doing this December? Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good. But too bad, no place to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you usually travel at this time of year?
Yeah, normally I would spend a holiday overseas. But unfortunately now, you can see that at a staycation, we have a long queue, long check-in. Basically, probably I'll be spending my annual leave at home.
Oh, that's my plan too. I just have to make sure that I don't go broke when I kick off my annual leave from next Tuesday because it's shopping season. And, you know, Christmas shopping for me usually means I buy one gift for someone and then I find three gifts for myself. So.
Yeah,
I got to be careful there. All right. Our show today is going to be looking at REITs and REITs that you think have performed the best, your list for 2020. Are there some REITs that have done better than their peers and still been able to deliver returns during a year when we saw the pandemic really hammering REITs?
Yeah. I think there are typical five REITs have been performing very well this year. Year to date, close to more than 10%. Keppel DC, of course, is on the number one, has increased about 31%, followed by Parkway Life REIT, 15%, Fraser Logistics and Commercial, 14%. And after that, the MLT, Mapletree Logistics Trust, and also Mapletree Industrial Trust, they are occupying the spot of number four and number five. So these are the five REITs has been performing pretty well this year.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I can see there are three things in common on
Ooh.
These five REITs.
Okay.
Definitely, there must be some reason why they are performing so well this year. So when I did a comparison for five of them, I can see that they are commonly, they're having a long WALE, most of them more than 4 years, and also have very high interest coverage ratio. Right. For example, the Keppel DC, the interest coverage ratio is as high as 12.7%, Parkway Life's 17 times. And also, five of them also have a very consistent DPU payout during this year amid the pandemic. So these are the three things in common for these five REITs.
That is fantastic, looking at what is in common for all of them. All right, let's go through the prices. Keppel DC REIT currently trading at $2.77. Parkway Life REIT at $3.84. Fraser's Logistics at $1.41. Mapletree Logistics Trust at $1.95. And Mapletree Industrial Trust at $2.88. So these are also, Kenny, your picks. Clear out. Performers for this year, right? I want to look at Suntec Real Estate Investment Trust now because RHB in a recent note said that it thinks that Suntec REIT is the preferred pick for the office retail space. It says it has got attractive valuations and it was looking also at its earnings recovery given its completed and required assets. So the REIT's units trading at 0.7 times price to book value and the research team maintain a buy on the REIT, unchanged target price at $1.79. What do you think?
In terms of valuation, I do agree that the valuation of price to book at 0.7 times it looks attractive because this is a one standard deviation away from a 5 year price to book average. At a TTM yield of 4.8% is definitely much higher than our bank interest. And I do agree that actually during this, the coming economic recovery and also phase three reopening, that would be some DPO boost moving forward into next year. There are three main reasons. One of them, of course, is a phase three reopening. The Suntec Convention business will be coming back. The retail business will be coming back. And the second reason is they will have an additional contribution from their newly acquired asset in Australia and also UK. And the third contribution will be from the completed development asset of a 9 Penang Road, the building opposite the Dhoby Ghaut MRT. So these are the additional DPO will be coming forward. But I do have concern on the Suntec REIT itself in terms of the gearing, because the gearing is pretty high, and also the interest coverage ratio is only at a 2.6 times. If they are not careful, they may have need to issue rise or to raise additional fund to really increase their interest coverage ratio and also high gearing ratio.
Great points there, Kenny. Do you think that the retail REITs like Suntec Real Estate Investment Trust are going to really benefit from people like us? You started the show saying, you know, a little disappointing, nowhere to go this Christmas. We're all going to be home. So are retail REITs going to benefit from local spend that otherwise would have been outbound?
Yeah, I would think so. Of course, we need to wait for one more quarter to confirm our hypothesis.
True.
Okay, the reason is based on the sentiment, current sentiment, and also I'm looking at the stock chart itself. Actually, a stock chart for the retail sector has moved ahead before our PM made the announcement. Okay, that's why this is something like the stock market always move ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, in anticipation, there are some of the announcement. That's why you can see that after the announcement, they are settled down. They are not really moving anyway. Mm. So this is based on the chart itself. But on the other hand, if you really walk to the mall itself, go to the ground, I can start to see that actually we have to queue to enter into the mall now.
Yeah.
The traffic has already increased in the mall. And also, based on some of the news on the staycation, you can see that many local family, when they want to check into the hotel for staycation, they need to take a long queue. And then after a while, they have to go back to at home. They're not staying in the hotel anymore. So on the other hand, we have a cruise to nowhere. Okay, basically, all these kind of symptoms and all these kind of activities just show that Singaporean or whoever stay in Singapore, we are just sick of staying home. We are just tired of staying home.
Mm.
And even that we want to clear our annual leave, we have no place to go, right? Then I don't think any one of us want to stay at home or clearing our annual leave, because every day we are working from home, we are facing our computer, we just want to get up out of home, right?
Mm.
So and also some of the interesting things that Michelle, probably you don't know what to do during this holiday.
You're going to give me some ideas?
Yeah. You spend a few hundred dollars just go for a glamcation and also glamping at Jewel or Kampong Glam.
At Kampong Glam, I can put up a glam tent.
Yeah, glamcation. I just Googled it. I saw this unique. I learned some new few words, glamcation and glamping. Really, we really have nothing much to do. Now need to go camping in Singapore.
But always Singapore style with the glamour involved. Well, thank you for those tips. I will check it out. I'm not sure why I want to be glamping in the middle of Jewel, though. My goodness, imagine the amount of money you'd lose staying in Jewel every day. I mean, for me anyway. But thank you for those tips, Kenny. Now I know where to find you for our next show, in a tent. Okay, let's turn from glamping to the office. Anything but glam for a lot of us. So DBS Group Research, a couple of days back, said investors, you should stay with your office winners. It's looking at S-REITs, particular the office REITs, and says these are geared for cyclical recovery. What do you think?
I think the next phase of recovery probably will be from office, because if you're based on the chart itself, office has not really moved so much. But I would be more interested in the U.S. office based on the yield spread itself, because in typical Singapore office rate, the yield is lower. If you look at the U.S. office space, Manulife U.S. REIT, Keppel Pacific, Oak, Prime U.S., their yield is trading around 6 to 8%, and also the valuation is pretty attractive. On the other hand, they also have a very high weighted average lease expiry, more than 4 years. And based on the past quarter result, these three U.S. REIT basically they showed a very resilient result, although the pandemic in U.S. So I think that the current suppress performance on the U.S. rate purely based on the sentiment in U.S. Because U.S., you look at the pandemic, basically it's totally out of control. So I think that if everything under control, I would think that next year this U.S. office space rate will be performing better.
U.S. office space. What about local REITs? You know, Keppel REIT, CapitaLand Integrated Commercial Trust, MapleTree Commercial Trust, Grade A,
Yeah, not so. I don't think a lot of positive news over there. But surprisingly, I can see that actually Suntec, they have a positive rental reversion during the past quarter. And majority of the new tenant, they are coming from the tech sector and also the media sector, which is a good news, mainly on the digital economy. So it very much depends on their lease expiry. If they are going to expire the lease soon, it depends on how the REIT in Singapore itself, who are the target tenant that they want to target, to get in the future.
Okay, so, you know, the argument people are making is this flexible work arrangements thing going to impact office REITs long term because there's going to be overhang in this post-pandemic world? But you're already seeing certain firms come back, are you saying? I mean, I was looking at a report that said financial institutions and insurance firms, they take up about 40% of total space in the central business district. So if they're alive again, then office space could be alive again because these firms are likely to recover to the office space in a significant way compared to other sectors.
Yeah. For me, I don't think there will be a structural shift to move everybody work from home. I think that moving forward, you'll be more on the flexible arrangement. The company will give an employee flexibility to work in office or really work at home. There are a few reasons. For example, some of the data-sensitive business that the business will deal with all the customer data and also all the transactions need to be recorded for traceability purpose. I don't think they will allow the employee to deal with all the sensitive data at home because that will create another problem, which is a cyber security. They can't afford to really let this kind of thing happen because it's part of risk management. So I think that those sensitive activities, you still stay in the office. But for maybe back-end support and those things, I think that they can work from home.
Great points, Kenny. Are office REITs high on your list of cyclicals to look at, given everybody's so excited about the vaccine, right? Now in sight, going to be here in Singapore. Everybody looking forward to a return to normalcy. So are office REITs high in terms of your list of cyclicals?
My highest in terms of cyclical is still on the hospitality sector. And office REITs are followed by the second.
Okay. So it's hospitality first. Okay, right. Got it. Next, some of the world's biggest investors are snapping up office space in India and their plans to turn them into real estate investment trusts. So investors betting that demand is going to sustain yields in coming decades. Brookfield Asset Management, I've been asking a lot of analysts about this because they've agreed to buy $2 billion for about 12 million square feet of rent yielding offices in Asia's number three economy. And that is India. Now, this is the biggest ever deal, real estate deal for India. And I was wondering, Kenny, are you looking at Indian REITs?
Unfortunately, no. Because this pandemic taught me a very good lesson. It's very important to stay with the developed country REIT and also with the REIT with a strong sponsor. And if we venture into India, we'll be exposed to the emerging market currency risk, which is the Indian rupee, right? Mm. And we are already seeing that actually those Indonesia REIT, for example, like Lippo Mall, Retail Indonesia Trust, and also First REIT, are beaten down very badly during this pandemic. And also the sponsor, they are not strong enough to really support the REIT price. So for me, when I look at the overseas REIT itself, I mainly stay at the in the top 10 APEC REIT, right? For example, the top 10, we have a Link REIT from Hong Kong and quite a number of them from Singapore. We have a Japan REIT and also the Australia REIT. Okay, so those are the overseas REIT I'll be staying in, basically in the top 10 with a big market capitalization.
So you're looking at, just for the listeners again, Hong Kong, Japan, Australia.
Right. Japan is only in my watch list. The reason being is because typically the Japan REIT, they have a lower yield compared to the rest of the region. Ling REIT in Hong Kong, Ling REIT is the largest number one REIT in APEC, even bigger than Capital Integrated Commercial Trust. So based on the chart pattern itself, this REIT has already formed a triple bottom. Actually, it's reversing to the uptrend. So there is a good capital appreciation. At the same time, they're giving about 4% yield, and the price to book is less than one.
Fantastic insight. Again, remind me why J-REITs are only on your watch list?
Okay, one of the key things is because we need to monitor the development and also the earnings for the REIT itself. I can't read Japanese.
I see. Oh, very good point. Okay, makes a lot of sense. You're not looking at South Korea at all?
No. My bullet is limited. I don't have bullet to show the whole Asia.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing your target points with us for those bullets, Kenny. Have a Merry Christmas, and we appreciate you coming to our show with all your charts and all that great information. Thank you, Kenny.
Right. Thank you, Michelle.
It's so much fun always and so much insight from Kenny Lowe, our REIT specialist and independent financial advisor here on Money and Me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.